You know the FAFSA, the College Financial Aid Form? Well, if you do, we are sorry, because it is a project to fill out the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA. And this year, the FAFSA process is months behind schedule after the Department of Education made sweeping changes to that process. Here to explain is Corey Turner at NPR's Education Desk. Corey, welcome back.
Hey, Scott.
So it looks like there was a FAFSA mistake to talk about and a FAFSA delay. So, okay, real life here. My own child is applying for financial aid. Sounds like he's not going to get an answer on potential money until March.
If he is lucky.
All right.
Colleges normally can start making financial aid offers soon after students fill out the FAFSA. In the past, that's been as early as October. This year, though, because of those changes you mentioned, the FAFSA didn't come out until the end of December. And even then, the Department of Education said it would not send colleges the FAFSA data they need until the end of January. And then what happened this week is the department changed that January deadline for colleges and said, no, actually, record scratch, we're going to be sending you that data in March. Mm. But this is important. Even then, Scott, families should not expect colleges to be able to turn on a dime and start sending out financial aid offers. Because, as we said, this year's FAFSA is hugely different from previous years. And that puts a lot of pressure on colleges to go through it, do quality control, make sure everything's working properly. So realistically, probably April.
Wow. And kids have to commit if they're applying for college May 1, so not a lot of time to make those decisions. Okay. Corey, you did a bunch of reporting not long ago about a mistake in the FAFSA. Tell us about that and what role that's playing in this delay.
Yeah, I mean, the mistake is really entirely wrapped up in this delay. A few weeks ago, I reported on a mistake in the math of the FAFSA, basically. Mm. I'm going to be really reductive here.
Mm-hmm.
The mistake would have deprived lower-income students of roughly $1.8 billion in federal student aid.
Oh.
It was an embarrassing mistake for the education department that would have hurt hundreds of thousands of students. The department finally committed to fix it. This new delay is how much time essentially it's going to take them to sort this out.
Yeah. And Corey, as you mentioned, colleges are waiting, right, to calculate their own financial aid offers or waiting for all this data from the forms. For the families trying to figure out what they can afford, what are the implications here?
As you said, May 1st is the traditional deadline for students to commit to a school. So it's not complicated math to see that if aid letters don't go out until April, students and families just don't have much time to make one of the most important decisions of their young lives. I will say, though, Scott, a recent development, a host of higher ed groups are now calling on colleges and universities nationwide to sort of uniformly step back from May 1st and say, look, we need to give students and families more time to figure this out, more time to consider those options once those aid letters do finally start going out, whenever that is.
All right. More to come, clearly. Corey Turner is correspondent for NPR's Education Desk. Corey, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Scott.